Good morning. It is 10:05 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into Chamber Chat with the Greater Lowell Chamber of Commerce. I'm Danielle McFadden, president of the chamber, with some really awesome headphones on today.
They're blue. They're good. They're awesome.
They look beautiful.
Thank you very much. Always fishing for a compliment over here.
My co-host, styling earphones, people.
Thank you. And that is my co-host, Joanne Dennison, the guidance counselor for grown-ups. And you're coming on the chamber board next week, officially.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am.
Yes.
I am. I had a little.
Okay, I'm like, you sound surprised. Folks, this is not a surprise.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I just needed to look at my calendar to remember that's all.
And our first guest is Thomas Gove. He's the owner and president of the Original Resume Company, and they are located in Chelmsford. You can't miss them. They're over right by the Market Basket Plaza in Mrs. Nelson's.
I was going to say Mrs. Nelson's.
Yes.
Let's get to
right
the point here.
Right above sales. You got some good stuff going on over there. And the two of you were talking before I got here, so I have a feeling that you guys are going to have plenty to talk about.
We'll try to include you.
If you need
Whatever.
A job, be careful. We'll get you one.
Perfect. That sounds great.
That's great.
We give you one chance and one chance only to turn the radio off or turn it up.
And the Original Resume provides resume writing, job coach, and recruiting since 1988. That's
correct. 30 years.
You've been around for a long time.
A long time.
So, and you help everybody from entry level to CEO.
That's
find
correct.
Jobs, create resumes, and you even assist hiring the companies in the hiring process as well.
That's correct. In the recruiting process.
Yeah.
And all specialties, whether it's administration, executive levels, and everything in between.
Excellent. So
we
you're
provide the results, not excuses for getting a job.
I like that. You're like the guy.
If you don't get a job from a resume that we prepare, I can determine why. That's it. Bottom line. There's no excuse for anyone not having a job today.
The economy is good, and there's tons of jobs out there.
That's correct. More jobs than people can apply for.
Yeah, that's what's interesting, as they're saying. They are not filling jobs because there aren't enough people to apply, or the pool is very small for every job compared to what it was.
Well, actually, that is correct in some aspects, but a lot of times what the problem is that people are responding to these jobs on the internet incorrectly.
So
it's like a bad dating service for jobs and for the employer and the employee or the job seeker.
So give an example of that.
For example, if you go on the internet right now and you submit your resume, they say apply online, submit your resume, fill out the application. So typically people will take the resume from whatever they've created in their computer, upload it, be gone, done with it. Well, the companies are looking for a certain format of the resume on their website. This is the most critical point in any job seeker's response and application. They call it the big black hole on the internet of resumes. You have to submit a resume in a .txt, a text format, which looks like grandma's old typewriter, okay, 40 years ago, before the internet, before computers. And the reason behind that
is, in other words, what we did ours on.
That's correct. What I did mine on, that's right. You know, and, you know, with the eraser. Didn't even have whiteout then. But you have to submit it in a text format because it's going into a database. A database, which is an Excel spreadsheet-type database for the data to be input. Now, what happens is, if you don't insert the resume in the proper format, the computer identifies it as a virus. Very simply, very quickly. Now, the formats that you're submitting in cannot have any, when you upload your text format, it has to be the following. No bold, no italicized, no underline, no symbols, you know, a little square checkbox in the pretty little pictures, okay? It has to be left-hand justified, which means everything has to go to the left-hand side. Now, the next thing that the computer is able to identify is it has to be in a Courier New font format.
And that's old typewriter.
That's an old
exactly
typewriter.
What it is.
It looks like an ASCII notepad format. If you submit it in any other text format, the computer is able to identify this as, oh, virus, and it won't accept it.
So literally those don't go anywhere? They truly go into a black hole?
They go into the computer. The computer has to respond to the job seeker. Typically, it's the equal opportunity employment issues. Okay, they say, thank you, job seeker. We appreciate it. We're going to try to work with you. Then it goes directly into the rubbish barrel, the big black hole, the barrel full of piranha fish, never to be found again. You think the company's
looking
at your resume. You're sitting home. Your thumbs are going around, and you're waiting for the call, and you're never going to get a call because it's never going to be submitted to the company. Bottom line. Now, the Courier new font, people don't realize this now, with the new Windows 7 and 8, the size of that, this is about as technical as I'm going to get, is 10.5 pitch tall.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Now, when you open a Word document, for example, Microsoft's Word document or any other document, typically the font size is 10.0. Ah. Easy for Excel to identify, hey, this is a wrong format. This could be a virus. Don't accept it.
So even if it's Courier 10 in text, it's not going to pick that up either.
That's correct.
10.5. So it's defaulting to the wrong. How many people pay attention to what font or font size they're using?
I use whatever's pretty. So when you said I had to get rid of all my pretty, like,
pretty
bullets and underlines and bolds.
Exactly, exactly. The pretty format is meant for the interview and the personal interview and say, hi, how are you? Danielle, how are you? Come on in. But the computer has to analyze you first and determine, are you qualified?
Wow.
Because of the equal employment opportunity. Now, the other thing is with
this. So right away it becomes unequal.
Oh.
Because if people don't know that they have to use this exact font, this exact size in text, the world just became unequal.
That's correct.
Text discrimination.
You got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what's happened in the marketplace is there was we all are aware of the nepotism, okay, and hiring friends and family and so forth instead of the qualified candidates. So what's happened now is a lot of the marketplace has eliminated a lot of the HR people in the marketplace, the human resources people. I have been replaced by the computers, which is now easily done by Windows 7 and 8. Used to have $150,000 software, PeopleSoft, ScanSoft, to analyze resumes, which is now being done by Outlook.
Wow.
Driven by Excel, with Microsoft Access as a front end. So now the computer can be the search engine and analyze any individual's resume by any company. Now, the other thing is, with the text format being submitted, going into the Excel database, it's like a Teflon coating on your frying pan. No virus can stick to a text format.
That's the bottom
line.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So it holds it.
So it can be parsed, and parsing means it can be put into columns.
Mm-hmm.
And analyzed, and then the hiring company, HR, which used to analyze you and determine if they like you or not, now puts in a pile of keywords, certain keywords, to determine, is this person qualified? Usually 8 to 10. Education, training, licenses, certifications, awards.
Now, when you say that, though, are you meaning those categories? Or
Because
I've been hearing this for 5 or 6 years.
Right.
So those categories versus, you know how everyone got really hot about 5 years ago about you had to have these certain keywords?
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to go to commercial, dear?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, no.
You know, like, oh, if you don't have this word, but they weren't talking about categories like this. They were talking about you need to have this certification or you need to say responsible or something like that. But what you're saying is you got to check all the boxes of the information they're looking for. Those are the more important keywords than saying whatever.
What they're trying to do is eliminate the fluff. We don't care how nice a person you are.
Yeah.
We don't care. We just don't care.
Or that you're enthusiastic, hardworking, focused. Don't apply for the damn job. Sorry.
I don't care. I don't want you. I don't care how enthusiastic you are. I don't care how nice a person you are.
Sorry.
I don't care about, that you've been on time every day. Because if you're not qualified and you can't do the job,
absolutely,
I don't want you.
So what are those critical elements that a resume must contain?
Basically, I'm going to, before I say give you that list,
yep.
is your resume has to be is going to be analyzed the same way you use your smartphone today. Now, if you want to go to the movies, you don't type in Chumswood Cinema Potter to get Harry Potter movie. You know, that's what you should be typing in on your smartphone. Mm-hmm. But you're not typing in, I want to go to the movies, check out the Chumswood Cinema. Does it have popcorn? Does it have pretzels? Does it have hot dogs and chocolates? And so you're not going to type a big dissertation. You're going to type in Potter, Chumswood Cinema. That's the way your resume is being analyzed today by the computer systems. Bottom line.
Yeah, that makes total sense when you put it
now,
that way.
Now, what happens is the computer does not accept job descriptions in the majority of the cases. So, in the old days, about 3 years ago, you would have long job descriptions. You would have a long objective to obtain a position utilizing my area of expertise and skills to advance the accomplishments of the company and grow the company. We don't care. We don't want to see it. It's not going to get included. What are you? Registered nurse.
So for these bullet areas that you're getting ready to list, what you're saying is they should just say, I had this job under, I went to this school for the education as opposed to all the information about the degree that you save on the pretty resume to hand carry in to the interview.
Basics. I want the facts. Just give me the facts. Nothing but the facts. Here are the things that are required. And if you don't put it on your resume, too bad, you lose. Stay home.
Okay.
You're not going to get it.
Here's
the list. You need your education. You need dates on everything. If you don't put your dates, doesn't matter. When it's not going to get included, it's going to come up as an error. They don't care. You think it's an age problem of why you're not getting called, too short, too tall, unemployed, making too much money, no jobs out there. That's not the reason. You're not putting the proper information on the resume. Education, from and to dates. University of Massachusetts Lowell, Massachusetts, Bachelor of Arts degree. GPA 2.0 or 3.9, whatever it may be. You know, you don't have to put your GPA. If it's over 3.5, put it. Training. Have you gone through any specific training? CPR training. Sensitivity, diversity training. That's a $1,200 course. Now, if you don't put that on there, now the company has to spend $1,200. Any training online can be put on there. Defensive driver training, things of this nature, that ethics in business, manufacturing, electronic static discharge, ESD training, OSHA safety, OSHA compliance, all of these things need to be put on there. Now, here's something people don't put on there. Licenses. Do you have a driver's license?
Yeah.
Now, as an HR person, I can't ask you, have you went over and killed anyone? Have you had any DWIs? I cannot ask you that.
So a clean driver's license.
Well, I want to know.
Do you have that on a resume?
Well, I'll tell you how. Do you have a driver's license? Can you get to work? That's what I want to know. I can't ask you. It cost me $1,200, $1,800 to do a background check. So you put in driver's license, Massachusetts, active. If it's a clean record, clear record, you put clear record, active. End of discussion. Now, if you have that on your resume and the other person doesn't, who's going to get the next call for another interview? Certifications. Do you have any certifications? Are you a certified trainer?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a train-the-trainer certified? Are you CDL certified? Any CDL drivers out there? I've got, you know, $32 an hour jobs out there, I've got 100 other positions for drivers. Okay? I can get you a job within 2 weeks. Let me know. Computer skills. Now, people are going to say, well, they should know I use the computer. I'm in an accounting. I'm a secretary. I should know. They should know I use the computer. The computer is analyzing the data that you are inputting. If you do not put that on your resume, the computer does not accept it, which means you're not qualified. Bottom line. Now, do you use IBM compatibles? Do you use Apple computers? Do you use touchscreen technology? Oh, why do I have to put that? Well, they have electronic time cards that you might have to put in touchscreen technology to report to work. Do you use a smartphone? Or are you using a flip phone? Now, a lot of times people are going to put in, I use Microsoft Office. Well, 99% of the time that's wrong because you do not utilize all the components. Do you use Microsoft Word, Excel, Access, Outlook, PowerPoint, Publisher. Some of them may be old, but the companies are still utilizing some of this software. SAS, are you a programmer? Do you use Visual Basic, scripting, database input, POS, point of sale, scanners, computer scanners, mailing machines? These are critical things that have to be on your resume. Without them, then you might not meet the qualifications of the company because they're not picking up the job descriptions. They're looking for functional portions. And what I'm discussing are functional portions that are on your resume that are mandatory to be on there. Security. Have you ever had a security clearance?
Mm-hmm.
Confidential, top secret, secret. If you've worked for a government company, then you've had to have a security background check. Place that on your resume. It may be inactive. So you put inactive because it usually becomes inactive once you leave the company. Let me backtrack. As well as your certifications, let's say back in 1912 you took a CPR first aid class and now it's inactive. You've still been trained. It can be placed on your resume and that certification can be placed on there, but you put the word, comma, inactive at the end of it. They want to know if somebody falls on the floor, can you pick them up and can you help them? Military. Now, veterans... I'm a veteran, Vietnam veteran. Yes, I'm that old. Okay.
They can't see you.
They can't see me. Okay, okay. Yes, I did put on a tie this morning. But
we'll take pictures.
But anyways, I was in the Navy for 4 years. And now military veterans get advantage a lot of times. Not only that, if you're a veteran and an employer sees that on your resume, they know you're going to do what they tell them to do. So place that on there. Any volunteer positions, active or inactive. These are functional skills a company wants to know. What am I hiring as far as this person? Are you a member of any associations? Intern positions, right out of college. I can't get a job. I don't have the experience. I don't have the experience. I can't get a job. Wrong, wrong, wrong. There's no excuse for anyone not working today, not getting a job, and not getting an interview. And if you don't get one, I can figure out why.
Great.
Intern positions. What are those intern positions? Now, as far as the data for the companies, I want to know all your jobs. The dates of employment, months and years. Were they summer positions? Were they intern positions? Were they temporary positions? Part-time positions? What is the title? If you work for one company for 20 years and you have 5 positions, put down those positions and the dates of those positions. The city, state. I don't need a job description. Because you're going to convert those job descriptions to 2 to 3 words, which are general skills. The general skills are what the company is going to search on in the resume.
So we only have a couple minutes left.
Right, exactly.
We're getting a ton of information here, stuff I learned so much today. We want to touch upon some of the things that cause resumes on a problem, and then we want you to reiterate what you're talking about because people need to know if they're just tuning in now. And of course, we're talking to Tom Gove.
One of the things he and I talked about that I want him to talk about is people that when they have a 3-month position or a 6-month position and they end up leaving that company for whatever, a lot of people don't want to put that on their resume. And
they have to put it on there. That's a good question. That's a good question and a good point. If the jobs that you've worked and you've received compensation for are not on your resume, a background check is going to be conducted prior to your employment. Now, if that job comes up and it's not on your resume, you will not continue to be employed with the company. If you are hired, you'll be terminated, or you will not be hired. They don't know where you've been. Have you been in terrorist training? Okay. What other lies are not... are being said on your resume? What other things are incorrect on your resume?
Everything.
It's a credibility issue, and it has to be there.
Excellent. That's a good point.
So, you know, things that are going to cause you problems, missing dates, not all your jobs are listed, abbreviations. Here's one that is going to cause a problem, the word Massachusetts. We live in Massachusetts, so the computer is going to analyze the first data and extract it and put it in the database. So if you put in the word MA for Massachusetts, do you know what that comes up as the computer is reading it? Master of Arts degree.
Oh, good point. Yes.
Now, why would I hire computer programmer
that has a Master of Arts?
Master of Arts degree. Are they going to come in and maybe they want to paint the building or put pictures on the wall, abbreviations? So everything has to be spelled out. A big problem is no skills listed. 2 to 3 words, the same way you utilize your smartphone. Remember that. Long descriptions. They won't fit in the Excel database. 255 characters is the maximum that will be fitting into any database. If you don't have any training, what about that CPR training? What about if you're an EMT? EMT training. You haven't utilized it for a while. No functional skills. You're just not going to get included. The typing format is the biggest thing. Remember one thing. Templates and wizards will not work. Rubbish.
All right.
The good-looking pictures, the pretty-looking resume that you're going to, that Danielle was going to submit, you know, can only be brought to the hiring company.
And I think that's one of the key things I hear is you have two versions of the same
that's
resume.
Correct.
Your text one to upload, your other one to take with you.
That's right. And before Windows and 7 and 8, you could get by with it, but you can't do it anymore. There's no shortcuts to getting a job. Remember, I provide results, not excuses. 92% of the people I write resumes for get jobs. And if you don't get a job, I can figure out why.
This was very informative. I didn't know any of this.
This is why he and I were in such an animated
conversation. This is great. We'll definitely have to have you back on to talk more about this.
I think you should also write for the on the chamber website,
yeah,
you know,
for
where
sure.
you can put the articles up.
Yep, that would be great.
Okay.
We can send
I'll
you that
do
information.
My best.
I like that.
No excuses,
I like
only
that.
Results.
Results,
oh,
and again,
no
after 30 years of writing people's resumes, I think I've got it. Okay, I've written and published 5 books in recruiting employment. Look up Thomas Gove on the resume on the internet. You'll find me. I'm all over the place.
Thank you so much for joining us. This
My
was very
pleasure.
Informative. And we'll take a quick break and we'll be back. You're listening to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.